where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. For there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
I am
so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name. For there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Oh, glory to his name. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name. For there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet.
And plunge in today and be made complete. Oh, glory to his name. Oh, glory to his name. Oh, glory to his name. For there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Oh, glory to his name.
I'm a thorn in your hand.
Oh, glory to his name. Oh, glory to his name. For there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
Oh, yes,
glory to his name.
Oh,
glory to his name. For there to my heart was the blood applied.
Oh, glory
to his name. Oh, precious fountain that saves from sin. I am so glad I have been turned in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Oh, glory to his name. Glory to his name.
I don't want to quit that, but that's got to go until we come back later and we'll hear a little more. What a joy. What a joy. What a joy to come today and have this great broadcast with you. And we've got a subject that's really kind of overwhelming. Now listen, alternative medicine and demon spirits. Alternative medicine and demon spirits. Now, I want you to look at this world in which we live in, that demon spirits are the afflictors. Every ounce of diseases and physical problems and troubles in our life, it all originated from the devil. The devil is the master of every pain. He's the master of every burden. He's the master of every hardship. He's the master of every tough place that you may ever go through. Don't you forget that. Every bit of it belongs to the kingdom of old Lucifer to destroy and to make mincemeat out of your life. Now, he comes along and he offers medicine. I was amazed. I've got a big article today that I've written. A lot of research. And you really are going to need the article. But there's no way I can go through all of this during the broadcast. It's too large. It's too complicated. But it's written down clearly. It'll be on the internet in just a little while. PaulCreek.org. PaulCreek.org. The whole article will be there. So there's no excuse. But if you can't get to internet, you can order it. And we're going to give it to you. Today, I'm going to give you this article, okay? Alternative medicine and demon spirits. Listen to this, the title of this book that I quote in this article. Occultic medicine can save your life. Occultic medicine can save your life. Now, isn't the devil the biggest liar in town? Wow. All he does is lie to you and tell you things that are so false and so contrary to even common sense. Even common sense would tell you that the occult world, if they give you healing, and there is healing in the occult world, but it's always a healing to capture and to destroy. The healings of the devil is to capture and destroy. Let me start with that. I didn't intend to, but suddenly I think that's where I ought to start. Read it in the book of Revelation. Notice this now. I beheld another beast, coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb. Now that sounds like the devil, don't it? Two horns like a lamb. Lambs don't have horns. So you have a deceptive figure here. You have a lying creature here. You have a hypocrite. You have a false presentation. You have a creature that looks like what he isn't. He looks like what he is. I almost said what he ain't. But my wife would get me for that one. But he looks like what he isn't. Notice, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth like a lamb with two horns. And he spake as a dragon. He spake as a dragon. He exercised all the power of the first beast before him and caused the earth and they which dwelt therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Now listen. And he doeth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles. Listen now, those miracles which he had power to do. Now this false anointing, this false spirit has power to heal. Has power to heal. I'll tell you a story in a little bit about Benny Hinn coming to Charlotte many years ago. And something that I did on radio and the person I interviewed out of that, you'll be amazed at that testimony. It don't you miss it. You stay tuned so that you make sure you hear it because it's just that imperative. It really is. Now, this goes on to say, he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had the power to do in the sight of the beast. Saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast that had the wound by sword and did live. Now, this particular part of the book of Revelation, chapter 13, by the way, begins with verse 11. I read several verses there. You can read the rest. That's where the mark of the beast comes in. That's where people will be made to have that mark to buy and to sell. And all of that takes place in the last half of the 7-year tribulation period. Now, this beast can heal. This beast can do miracles. This beast can make fire come down from heaven. This beast can try his best to imitate God. That's what it's all about. An imitation of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. If there's any proof of the Trinity in the world, it's the devil with his false Trinity. And did a program on that a week or two ago. And I hope you, if you didn't hear it, go to the internet. It's all there, archived 24/7. Hear it anytime you will. You can be educated about these things in God's Bible. Now, I'm not a new flame kind of preacher that wants to be the picture myself and going to claim some great power. I'm just a gospel preacher. I'm just a Bible-loving man. And I want to get you in the book. And you got to have this booklet. I'm telling you, everybody listening to me today, you are remiss of your duty if you don't call right now while it's still not too busy and get a copy of this book. It is yours free. I will send it to you. Won't charge you a thing. There's the number, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. Grab those numbers real quick. I'm going to remove them. I want you to listen carefully because we're going to go to another part of the Bible. I'm going to show you what the devil is when it comes to affliction. He is the afflictor. He is the afflictor. All disease in the world originally came because of sin, because of man's of falling into the disarray of lies and the work of Lucifer. Satan is the god of this world, and he's making a mess out of everything, and he's doing his best to take your soul to hell. I mean, the devil hates the name of Jesus. The devil hates the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, you need to understand what I'm saying. Now, in just a moment, I'm going to take you over, and you need to get your Bible ready. I want you to see it in the Bible, not just hear me read it. Let me remove those numbers now. I want you to call 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, toll free anywhere in the world, wherever you're listening, by internet or by Facebook, 1-800-338-7884. Anywhere in the world. Well, you can't get that toll-free number anywhere in the world. I'm sorry. I misstated that. But you can call with your numbers. Get out of your country, and there's the number down third, 011. That's how to get into America from anywhere in the world once you get out. I think you have to dial a number to get out of your country. I don't know all the all the things about that in different parts of the world, but that's an international number, 011-704-391-0588. Now, I really do want to hear from you. I really do. I want you to get this booklet. I want to send out 1,000 of them. I'd be happy. I know I would bless a lot of people, and I would see a lot of people delivered, because Jesus is the healer, not the devil. And this all alternative medicine, there are some wonderful natural things in what they call the alternative world. I'm not against them. I'm for very much for natural things that God made in the natural realm and have been produced in the right fashion. And you need to be very careful with that. Very careful with that. Don't just buy anything in any store from anybody with any name. You make sure you go where you get the right stuff that's decent and that's good, okay? Very, very important. We make several things available here. We have magnesium called Calm. One of the best things for legs, one of the best things to clean out the cholesterol of your blood vessels in the world. Just natural, all natural. And it's very good. And you can, by the way, order it from us. We're not here to make money on those things, but we want to bless you. And I was telling them at the hospital last night, my sweetheart, as many of you know, is in the hospital. She's in between the two worlds. I want to healed, but she had a heart attack and apparently a stroke on Thursday. And so she's in a very precarious condition. Please pray for Juanita. Many of you know her and love her, and you've enjoyed her answering the telephone. Do you know she did that now for 44 years? I got two precious ladies. They're wonderful ladies here in the church. They're taking care of it today. But do pray for Juanita. But I was telling them at the hospital about papara, all natural, one of the best digestive things you can ever just eat after a meal. Eat some papara. You got indigestion at night, don't go get the stuff that's full of chemicals. Get papara. It's just natural. Just plain old natural. I've been in the countries where they make it. I've ate it in Africa, and it's just good fruit. It really is. And it's the best digestive thing, I think, in the world. And I'm not trying to get off on that. And I'm not here to sell. I promise you that. I'm here to educate you and help you to get things going right in your life. Now, I'm going to tell you, before the program is over, I'm going to tell you the greatest thing that is so simple and so natural that you can do for your body. I started it about 20 to 25 years ago. I was praying, and the Holy Spirit taught me, and it's as simple. It's all about water, W-A-T-E-R, okay? But if you'll do it, it'll bless you. I do it every day. Did it this morning. So I want to tell you about it before the program's over. So don't go nowhere and don't miss an ounce of this. And get on that phone now, 704-391-0588. I got to give you this article. I've got to give you this article. Not going to charge you a penny. I want to give it to you. It's outstanding. It's in a booklet form. You can slip it right in your Bible, and you can start reading it. And you'll read things like what I just told you about the book, where these two people wrote a book called the Occult, The Power of Occult to Heal Your Body. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not the world you want to play unless you want to go to hell. Because the devil does nothing but to deceive you and to destroy you and to damn you and to hang your carcass on the wall of hell and to say, look what I got. Look who I got. I got this big name preacher. I got this big name doctor. I got this big name actor. I got this big name politician. And I guarantee you one thing, he's going to have a lot of politicians on his wall because he sure has bought a bunch of them. Forgive that. That's off the subject, okay? But I just want to warn you. I just want to warn you. Now listen to this. You got to hear this. This is in the book of Luke, chapter 13. Luke 13. Have you got it? Luke 13, verse 11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. Notice that. There was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. So the devil can make you sick. The devil can make mincemeat out of you. The devil is after destroying you. The devil wants to damn you. The devil hates you. He hates your guts, the old-fashioned saying, because he wants you in hell. He wants you there with him and all the fallen angels, all the demon spirits. Now behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. She was bowed together and could no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmities. Or infirmity. Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Here was a woman all bent over with a spirit of infirmity. And when Jesus set her free, immediately she raised up her body and was made whole. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, he's the healer. I know there's a time we've got to die. The Bible said there's a time to be born and a time to die. My wife has become this frail little woman that has worked like a Trojan for all these years. We've pastored 60 years next month, and we've done it together. And she's been my right hand, and she's been faithful and devoted. And so that the time comes to go. I don't know. I hope it's not her time. I want to bring her home for 10 more years and labor together for the Lord and for his kingdom. But this woman was bowed over with a spirit of infirmity, and he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the rulers of the synagogue answered with indignation. They got mad. It was Sunday. It was Sunday. Saturday, their Saturday, but our Sunday. It was Sabbath. Oh, they got mad. They got angry. They really did. Because Jesus had healed her on the Sabbath day and said unto the people, there are 6 days there are 6 days in which men come to work, which men ought to work in them. Therefore, come and be healed and not on the Sabbath day. So they're telling the people, hey, leave here. You come back on a day that's not the Sabbath to get your healing. Well, Jesus had already healed her. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite. Oh, thou hypocrite. Thou hypocrite. I like that. I like how plain he is. Doeth thou each of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass, therefore, from the stall, and leadeth him to water? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from her bond on the Sabbath day? Isn't that beautiful? Now that's the Lord, the great healer. That's the Lord, the great healer. What he does miraculously. He does for your benefit. He does supernaturally. And it's always wonderful. Now, we're talking about the devils. methods and means. Now, I did this booklet some time ago with a lot of effort. I cannot imagine the hours I probably put into it. I would say 20 to 30, maybe more. Don't remember how many hours. But I document some of those methods of alternative healings that are out there. And I want to talk with you about a couple of them. And then I want to invite you. I want everybody listening to me to stop what you're doing if you possibly can. And let's talk about this. And you can tell me your experience. There are many things that I've not learned about. I've not studied everything about alternative medicines. I've not studied about all the occultic practices and the healings that Satan offers in the occult world. I don't know them all. I don't have time to study them all. I'd rather live in the Bible, to be honest with you. But I do want to warn you. Now, there are some very specific things. Here's one, and I'm going to read this kindly. A very special lady recently approached my wife with a request for a friend of hers to conduct a home party within our church family. This lady wanted to come to church family, a church group. She asked my wife, and she wanted to conduct a party. Now, the idea was to introduce a special magnetic technique to provide healing for your legs and your feet. Well, immediately I knew by the Holy Ghost and prior knowledge that something was amiss. How could a magnet in your shoe heal your feet and legs? The only thing it could do is give you some unholy, unhealthy feeling of positiveness that may would aid you in doing something about it within your own strengths. But there's no way a magnet in your foot, in your shoe, under your foot, can heal your body. I mean, the whole idea is an occultic kind of approach. An occultic kind of approach that's very, very dangerous. Now, let me take you to another one. This one is very important. A particular lady, let me read, making sure. There was a dear family in another city. I won't tell you the state, and I won't tell you the city. They were wonderful friends of mine. And suddenly, the wife became overly depressed. I mean, she was in a state of complete collapse. She couldn't even cook her meals. She couldn't do her home duties. I mean, yes, she was relatively young, not young, but she wasn't 90. She was probably 50 at that time. And I was a pastor to them, although they were in another city, and a very dear friend. And so I prayed and sought God for this lady to be delivered of this oppression. The devil oppresses, he obsesses, and he possesses. Remember that. He depresses, he obsesses, and he possesses. And you have to watch any of those activities. He can oppress anybody. Any good Christian can come under some kind of oppression, maybe a sin, maybe some careless moment, maybe some friendship you're listening to, maybe some technique you picked up, maybe you've been messing with a Ouija board. Maybe you've been going to a psychic to try to tell you about your past and tell you about your future. Maybe you've been doing a lot of different practices that are occultic, and you get involved in them. I'll never forget. There was a young man that came to see me several years ago, and he had been recommended to come to me. He was a college student in UNCC, and he was having unusual experiences. He was being visited by some spirit, and the spirit was just tearing his life apart. He would show up behind his back when he was in the bathroom or in the back of the car when he was going down the road. And so he came to me for help. And I'll never forget it. I asked him to tell me the story, and he told me the story, and I listened, and as I listened and discerned and understood, I said, okay, I want to see you delivered, and I'm ready to pray. That is a spirit, and it's of the devil, and I'm going to cast it out, and it cannot come back. I'm going to make sure of that. Now, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to give your life to Christ. I want to help you surrender to the saving blood of Jesus Christ. I want to help you repent of your sins and invite Jesus to come into your heart. Are you ready to do that? Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready to become religious myself. And I said, well, sir, I'm not going to pray over you and cast a spirit out of you and you're not going to serve Christ, that spirit will only come back and bring six with him. And your life afterwards would be worse than it already is. You will be a crash. You will be a disaster. And we sat there and talked, and he finally got up and said, well, I'm not willing to be a Christian. I'm not willing to go that route. I just wanted you to pray over me and cast this thing out and deliver me, and I'm not ready to be a Christian. And so he left. I've never heard from him again. I do not know what happened to that young man. I have no idea what may have happened to him. But I know one thing. Brother Chambers is not going to try to cast the devil out of somebody that's not willing to live for Jesus. Make that devil mad and he'll jump at me. But you see, I know better than to play that kind of game. Very important. I remember another experience I had, and I hope you don't mind me telling these because you can understand what I'm talking about. There was a young lady, very precious little girl. Mom and Dad were part of our church, and she was listening to a singer who had this physical, emotional problem. She would eat her food, and there's a name for it, and I don't have it in my brain right here. And she would eat her food, and she always would regurgitate everything she'd eat, and this singer was tearing her life apart. Well, this young lady in the church, a believer, was loving that little girl singing. And she was under the spell of that little girl, and before you knew it, she had the very same problem as this little girl that was a singer had. And so she became, the word's in my mind, but I can't say it, so I'm not going to try and say it wrong. But I sat down with them. We went through all that, and I listened, and then we prayed, and she recommitted her life to Christ, and I cast that spirit out of her. It disappeared. Never heard another word about it in her life. I presume she's lived every day since then. She's out of the stream where our church moves at this point. But I presume she's still delivered. God just delivered her. And that spirit had come from that singer. You involved with a singer. You involved with somebody who's a drug addict. You are going to face that same temptation at least. And that demon is going to try to move from that person to you and from that individual into you. Because all of this world of the occult is a dangerous, deceiving, dark, dark world. Now, let me open these lines again. I want to give you this booklet. I want to help you. There are thousands of you out there, thousands times thousands, who are under all kinds of depressions, all kinds of bondages, all kinds of demon powers, all kinds of forces that are destroying your life. Many of you have been to all kinds of people who promise you some kind of healing, and it's all a psychic thing. You don't play with the psychic world. You don't play. They have parties now where they conjure up the dead. Conjure up the dead. Yes. You participate in that. You ask him for trouble. You ask him for a spirit to follow you, to get a hold of you, to even take you captive, to even destroy you, to even kill you. Are you understanding what Brother Chambers is saying to you? The devil in this woman, this very woman, had bound her 18 years. And she was bound by this demon that bent her over and made her a depressed and broken life. Now, there's many of you out there the same way. You can be delivered right here listening to this radio program. I'm here to tell you, you surrender your life to Christ, the spirit will be bound when we pray, and the devil will have to go. He has no choice. He cannot resist the power of the name of Jesus. Did you know that? Did you know the devil can't resist the power of the name of Jesus? Now, this other one I was going to tell you about was a lady out in another state. She had become so depressed. I mean, her life was a mess. And what had happened? And I called her, and she told me the story. This is a story I heard. I didn't read it. I heard it from the person. I know she was delivered because they're still my friends. The husband has gone on to heaven, and they're still wonderful friends in another state. But she was wonderfully delivered, and I'll tell you that story. But she was taken in the church where she attended, a Pentecostal church, where there was a woman who was into what is called muscle testing. There's a name for that. Let me see if I can give you that name. It is called... I don't find the name. I had it marked, I thought. But anyhow, muscle testing, but it has a special name. Well, she took her in the restroom. And she gave him a handful of certain pills. This was alternative medicine. And these pills, I have no idea what was in them. I never knew. She didn't know. But she held them, and then she put her thumb and her finger together like this. And the lady would call out certain numbers and certain names. And when finally she could no longer hold, I mean, the muscles would release and the fingers would be separated. That's it, she'd say. This is what you need. And she sold her $150 worth of these pills while she's in that restroom at that church now. She sold her $150 worth of those pills. And the lady went home. I'm going to be better now. She starts taking these pills. And before you know it, she's a wreck. She is a wreck. And we start praying. Her husband's praying. He's desperate. I'm praying. Nobody else was involved, as far as I know, in advising her. And one day, it was a Tuesday morning, I was here in the sanctuary here in my office praying. And my door goes straight to the sanctuary, to the altar. And I opened the door and started to the altar. And the Holy Spirit says, I'm healing that woman. Called her name, of course. I'm healing her right now. And I just praise the Lord. I knew those demons had departed from that dear lady. And I praised the Lord and rejoiced and shouted. And about 2 days later, the husband called me, Brother Chambers, my wife is well. That thing is gone. And she's now absolutely okay. Praise the Lord. I said, what time did it happen? I said, did it happen at 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning 2 days ago? He said, that's exactly when it happened. How did you know? I said, because I was praying and the Holy Spirit showed me he was delivering her at that moment. Oh, you say, Brother Chambers, I don't believe this stuff. I wouldn't tell you this if it wasn't true. I'm here to tell you, I tell nothing, but I want you to know Jesus is the mighty healer. He's the mighty redeemer. He's the mighty savior. I love the miracles. I get to thinking about other miracles the Lord's given me. Some time ago, I met a person who tried to put down the name of Jesus. They said the name of Jesus was a pagan name, and to call Jesus that was to worship a pagan god. And it was crazy. And I said, ma'am, listen to me. I know the power of that name. I've seen demons disappear. I've seen gorgeous disappear. I've seen cancer disappear. I've seen many things disappear in the power of that name. Now, I've been talking to you and giving you this good information for about 30 minutes, almost 30 minutes. Now it's your time to get on the phones. I want to spend the last 30 minutes with telephone calls and questions and answers about all of this. Okay? So grab your phone and call. The ladies are waiting for you to call to order this book. Keep my ladies busy, will you? How many of you out there will help me now keep these two ladies in my offices busy so they don't feel like they've wasted their afternoon, coming over here to help Brother Chambers, okay? Call right now, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884 and call 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I'm waiting for your call. I want to hear from you. I want to talk to you. I want to help you. I want to answer your question. And I'm expecting every line to be busy for the next 30 minutes, okay? Facebook friends, get on your phone. Internet friends, get on your phone. All of my wonderful radio audience. Oh, I love my radio audience. Our ladies want to hear from you. They're waiting on your calls right now. They're calling 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Call quickly. I want to get you online. I want to get you this article. I want to give it to everybody out there. I'm waving it at you. I'm waving it at you because I want you to have it. And I don't want you to be so stubborn and so careless. I'm scared somebody know me. We're not going to tell nobody who you are. Do you know there's people, when you talk about a subject like this, they just kind of turn their nose up and don't think we know what we're talking about. It's in the Bible. This woman was delivered of an infirmity of the devil. Now, so I don't forget the thing that I started doing about 25 years ago. 20 to 25. And it's amazing how many people have called me since then or told me, well, my daddy used to do that. My mom and daddy thought that was the idea I needed to follow. There's a lot of people who've done what I'm going to tell you about and just on their own. Now, what the Lord said to me. I mean, I knew it was God talking to this preacher who wants to preach until Jesus comes, and I want to stay healthy. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I want it to be able to sit here and do radio until Jesus comes, or until at least I'm 90. You know, maybe 95. I don't know how long Jesus is going to tarry. I sure hope he comes today, to be honest with you. But if he doesn't, I'll be here until he comes or he takes me to heaven. Okay? I'll come if they have to bring me in a help me with a wheelchair. It wouldn't bother me. I'm just here to be a blessing and to help you. And I want to tell you what the Lord showed me. Showed me to get up in the morning first thing. And I got my own glass, big old plastic glass. It's dark blue, and it holds about 22 ounces of water. And I run my spigot and get 22 ounces of good hot water out of the spigot. That's about the right level to drink immediately, or at least for me. It may not be for you. You may have to get used to it. You may have to use it a little cooler. That's up to you. And I drink that 22 ounces of water every morning, first thing. That's the first thing I do, hot water now. If you drink cold water, it's good, but it's not half as good as this, because I'm going to explain to you. Your body is a great big temple, and your body takes whatever you put into the system and dispenses it over your body. When you put in a glass of hot water, you will feel the heat from that water in the end of your fingers in 5 to 10 minutes. 5 to 10 minutes. What is it doing? That water is coursing through your system and is flushing. Flushing. Notice that word flush. F-L-U-S-H-I-N-G. It's flushing out your cells. It's flushing out every cell of your body. That water will touch every cell in your body. You're drinking now 22 ounces. Got to be enough so that your body can literally send it all over your system. All over your system. And you flush out every system. And then when you flush it out, the body dispenses it through your kidneys and the proper process of removing those kinds of things. And then when you go to the restroom, you're going to be getting rid of those things that have been accumulated in the cells of your body. You go in a room where somebody's been smoking, and your body is going to absorb a certain amount of that smoke. You eat food, and there's some things in it that have been put in by fertilizers and by different processes. Your body dispenses it, and you keep your cells healthy and your cells clean. I believe if there's one reason I'm as healthy as an old goat at 82 years of age, it is because of that water that I drink. Now, I hope everybody heard that. You say, that's so simple, I think you're crazy. All right. Go ahead. I don't care if you think I'm crazy. I'm healthy. I'm happy. I'm smiling at you. I'm smiling at you. I'm telling you things that will help you, because the devil's out to destroy you, and I don't want you destroyed. I want God to heal you. Now, I want to hear some testimonies of those out there who have had an involvement in alternative medicines. You've been introduced to acupuncture or some of those different things. I'm here to tell you, ain't nobody going to put that kind of stuff in this body. I don't want to be involved. I want to be involved in nothing but good things that make me good and healthy. Now, I'm not here to put down doctors. There's some very good doctors. But doctors don't heal you. They know that. They can't heal you. They can only kill what is a L in you. They can only kill cancer. They can only kill the things that are making you sick. And they'll do their best to do that. And I'm not here to fight against that. I'm here just to tell you that Jesus is a wonderful healer. And the only two ways to be healed is your body heals itself, or the Lord Jesus by his stripes heals you. One of those two. Now, doctors may give you something that aids the body to help it heal itself, you know. And there's things that do that. Alternative medicines, if they're the right kind of natural things, fully natural, fully ordinary, you know, something came from the bark of a tree or the root of a plant, you know, those kind of things. And no occult involved, no evil involved, no devil power involved, just simple things. That's what I want to tell you. You must rely upon, and not upon things that come out of the occult world. Now, I'm waiting for calls. We got lines coming in. You've got to have this booklet. Please don't tie up my ladies, okay? They'll do their best, hopefully, not to let you tie them up. But I want you on the phone, and I want to talk to some people. I want to talk to some people. So right now, with 23 minutes left, I'm waiting on your call to ask me any question you want to ask me. I don't mind if it's too hard for me to answer. I can tell you I don't know. I'm not a smart aleck. I just want to help you. I want you to be healthy. I want you to trust Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to live for Christ. Let me read you something while you're calling now. The lines are open suddenly. All the lines are open. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Are you getting the number? 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-33-TRUTH. 1-800, that second number, 1-800-33-TRUTH. Okay? Or the local number, all 24-7, is 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Now, I want to answer your question. I want you to tell me an experience you've had. I want you to tell me maybe of some occultic situation you faced. I want to hear some testimonies. I gave you some that I knew, and I want to tell you another one. As you're calling, now grab your phone, 704-391. I'm turning the numbers off. If you're not going to call, I can give you good advice while I'm listening, while you're listening, okay? 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. Now, Benny Hinn was coming to Charlotte some years ago. And so I came on this radio broadcast, and I made a statement to everybody listening. Listen, everybody that goes to a Benny Hinn meeting, when the meeting is over, and if you went up for a miracle of healing, I want you to call me and tell me about your miracle. I want to hear a testimony of every miracle that happens when Benny Hinn is in town. I mean, I'm dubious. I know something's wrong. I know this man has been nothing but a joke from the beginning. But I was willing to put myself on the line. I want to hear every miracle. So I got one call. One lady from Morganton, North Carolina, and we was on the radio up there at the same time. Still can be heard probably. And this woman called and said, "Reverend Chambers, I've got to tell you about my miracle and what happened." And so she told me. She came with a big crowd of people on a bus. She said when Benny Hinn threw his coat, she fell. Now you hold it right there. Benny Hinn threw his coat. I'm going to take a call, and then I'll be right back. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to ask, I'm running a building recovery ministry doing up my church.
Hey, you have to say that slower, okay? Back off from your mic so that I can hear it plain.
Okay, sir, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now if you talk slow.
I work on a drug recovery ministry through my church. I was addicted to drugs many years until I gave it over to the Lord, and He released me of that. I call it demonic influence.
You know, I'm not hearing what you're saying, and I don't understand why. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes, sir.
Can you reach and grab your house phone?
No, sir, I can't. I'm in the field working.
Okay, then I want to try to hear you again, so try to speak slow and say your words very distinctly.
Okay. Is it true, like our English word pharmacy comes from the Latin word pharmacia?
Yes, that's true. Very, very much so. They have kind of incorporated that word. That doesn't mean that they are trying to do that. But pharmacy is a word that comes out of the past, and it did connect to the mystical world.
Now, in the Hebrew tongue, it's a sorcery, correct?
Well, sorcery is everywhere today. Some medicines that give you altered states will create a sorcery kind of atmosphere. And you've got to be very careful with any medicine that creates an altered state of consciousness. That's very dangerous, always.
Yes, the medicine don't heal you, it just makes you think. The altered state thinks it heals you. Jehovah Rapha, He is our healer. God is the only true healer.
God is the only true healer, and He did create your body as a marvelous mechanism that can heal itself. Most physical problems will heal themselves if you will rest and get the right kind of atmosphere. Most will heal themselves, okay? And that's always where you ought to start. If you'll fast 2 or 3 days, that can create a great healing atmosphere. I remember a lady one time I went to visit them. She was our piano player, and she got extremely sick. And I went and prayed twice, and she got no better. And I was kind of feeling ashamed as a pastor that I couldn't see her healed. And so I set myself to fast and pray. And I fasted and prayed 3 days. And then I felt like the Holy Spirit said to me, I'm ready. If you're now ready. And so I went to the home, laid my hands on her head. She was healed instantly.
Amen.
See, that's divine healing. Now, there are many times that the body just heals itself if you'll just treat it right. Do the right things with your body. Quit eating fast food all the time. Quit eating great big meals of 20-ounce steaks five times a week, you know. Don't overeat. Eat a reasonable amount of food. Obese people really bother me because they're destroying themselves. And most of the time they have to eat a lot because their whole system is so unclean until the food doesn't really give them the strength they need. An obese person with a huge stomach, that the food can't even get into the colon to feed the body. So they have to eat and eat and eat because they're hungry, hungry, hungry. But the food isn't getting to the system to satisfy it. I'm healthy. And my food, I eat very little food. Good meals, and if I eat a steak, I may eat 6 ounces, and that's max to me. I mean max, and my body stays healthy. But so many people just waste their own body.
Take care of the body.
Thank you, sir, and God bless your heart. Let's take this next call. You on the air? May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I like to talk about have you ever eaten the anointing?
Say that again.
I like to know if you have ever eaten the anointing oil.
You know, I'm not hearing the words. I don't know why my phone's been doing this lately. It may be my ears. My ears have got tough. I hear sounds, but not, I mean, I hear noise, but not sounds. So say it again, and I think I'll get it. Say it slowly.
Yeah, I'm talking. Anointing oil. I'm chapter 30, verses 22-24. Made out of 5 pills.
Well, I don't know what you're saying, and I'm sorry your voice breaks up because so many of the cell phones just do not communicate as clearly if you're not in a good area. If you'll try one more time, if I can't hear you, I'll move on, and maybe you can call me on a regular phone.
Okay, well, I'm curious, have you ever experienced the anointing?
I'm very sorry, sir. I apologize. If you can find a better phone, call me. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hi, Pastor Chambers.
Hey.
I'm calling from Lumberton, North Carolina.
All right, from Lumberton. We have a lot of listeners down there.
Yes, you do. I tuned in kind of late, but I heard you talking about the water and about natural medicine, and it just comes to me to share this. I have a friend who was diagnosed with lupus, and she got to the place that she couldn't walk, and she was on, her husband helped her in the wheelchair, was out on the porch today, and while she was out there, she got stung by a couple of bees before they could get her in. The next day, she was able to get up on her own and started that walking, and where the bees stung her up on her knee. And from that, she went to she sought out a natural doctor, a naturalist, and a naturopathic medicine, or homeopathic medicine. And this guy got all kinds of cleanses and juices and stuff like that, and that's how she's being treated now, and she's fine. But it's from nature, it's nothing.
Now, can you give me the name of what you gave the person?
What he gave her, I'm not quite sure. But what I was going to say was it's so secretive to be able to see him because they said that the government is after, you know, these kinds of doctors because actually they have stuff that can heal. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, the body can heal itself. There's stuff in nature and herbs and things that God created that can heal anything.
I believe very much that there are good things in God's world. A banana will put potassium in your body. There are so many different things that are good for the body. And I believe everybody, anybody out there that is sick, change your habits, change your the things you eat. Go to plenty of water. And many times the body will just simply heal itself. Thank you for your story, dear lady.
All right.
God bless your heart. Now call us quickly. I don't want anybody to be missed here. We care about you, and I want everybody to have this booklet. Everybody out there, you've got to have this booklet. I mean, it is so documented, and it will help warn you and protect you. Now, I love to hear miracles. I love to hear people being healed. I love to hear the great things that can happen in your life. Now, I got 12, 13 more minutes. I want you to call, and I want to hear you, and I want you to be delivered. And if you have demon possession, you know somebody demon possessed. And many times sicknesses, people that are very sick, it's just a spirit. And pray for God to show you. And then when the right person who knows how to pray the prayer of faith prays for you, you'll get a miracle. I believe that with all my heart. I know I've seen many miracles. I've seen cords disappear. I really love seeing demon-possessed people perfectly delivered. Never forget a young man. He was in college over at the university. Came here, and he was possessed. It was kind of a strange kind of possession. He came to the altar. I remember right where he was kneeling. I remember how he started reacting when we started praying for him, and we saw it was a spirit. And I called some of my men over. We laid hands on him. He was perfectly delivered right there at the altar. Perfectly delivered. The last time I saw him, he was still delivered, because God is our healer. He really is. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, brother.
Hey. Hey, you, I'm not even hearing you. Can you get up closer to your phone or something?
No, sir,
I'm not hearing a thing you're saying. You're not coming through my phone.
Okay, well.
Now I heard that.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay. About 2 months ago, I heard on a Christian program coming out of Lumberton.
Well, you went back out. Now, something is happening to your phone.
Okay.
Go try again.
How about now?
Okay, I'm hearing you now.
Okay. About 2 months ago, I heard a program, a Christian program coming out of Lumberton, that you had cancer. The preacher said you had called him and requesting prayer, and that you mentioned that, you know, it's, if you had cancer, you don't know how much longer you would last. And he may have made a mistake, had you fixed up with someone else. He did say your name, Brother Chambers. I can tell you the preacher you'd like to know what you're talking about.
Okay, now say that last few words again. He was healed by somebody, and you were trying to say who it was. Who was the person who prayed for him?
Okay, this person was praying for you.
Okay, praying for me.
Yeah, praying. He said that you had called him and said that you had cancer. And he kind of had you fixed up with someone else. He said, Brother Chambers.
Well, I don't have cancer, sir.
Okay, well, I'm glad you don't. And if you want me to call you back later in private, I can tell you who the preacher was, a friend of yours.
So I had cancer 30-some years ago. It was perfectly healed. I did go first and had an effort made by the doctor. It came back. My church called an all-night prayer meeting. The next time I went to the doctor, they found nothing, and I've never been back to him since.
Yep. Well, this was about 2 months ago, so I don't know. He must have had to fix someone else.
He must have had somebody else, because it won't me. I am sitting here. If there's anything wrong with my body, I don't know what it is. Now, my eyes have dimmer. And my ears have got, you know, I probably didn't care for my ears as well as I should through the years, mowing yards and doing loud things without protecting my ears. And so, you know, I'm an older man, and the only thing wrong with me is what age did to me.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you made a mistake, but I figured someone else might have called and asked you that.
I'm glad you called, sir. God bless your heart. God bless you. You know, God is so good to us, isn't he? When you think about all the blessings that heaven has given us, they are many. They are many. And I am grateful. We serve a faithful God that will never let you down. He will never, I guess I wrapped the cord around my arm here. Now I got it. I'm sorry. Put my arm in the wrong place. Hey, call me now. I want to hear from you. I want to answer your question. I want to be a blessing to you. 704-391-0588. That's 704-391-0588. Our toll-free number is 1-800-338-7884. Now, while you're calling, I do want to hear from you, and I want everybody to have this booklet. I want every one of you out there to have this booklet, okay? It's all about alternative medicines and the danger. It'll tell you a few stories. It won't name everything because that wouldn't be possible, but it will name some things that will help you understand and help you know. Okay? So call quickly. You're important to us. We care about you. We have to be in a blessing. We have to bring you the word. Now, I want to, while we are waiting for any other call, I want to take you to some scripture that I depend on. These are mighty verses with mighty power. The book of Romans 8. And verse 11, but if the Spirit, that's the Holy Ghost, of Him that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, if the Spirit of the Holy Ghost dwell in you, He that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body, shall quicken your mortal body, shall quicken, I love that, shall quicken your mortal body. Friend, that's beautiful truth. And that's exactly what the Lord wants to do for you. He wants to quicken your mortal body, if the Spirit. That's why you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You need to live a life tender before the Spirit of God. I love the wonderful Pentecostal experience when the baptism of the Holy Ghost occurs in your life. I was 18 when I received the baptism. It was a tent meeting, 18 years of age. You understand that is 63 years ago, I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I have lived dependent on the Holy Spirit in my life ever since that day. And I don't intend to live dependent on nothing else. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, Reverend Chambers. I have a really quick question for you.
Okay.
So my cousin moved down to North Carolina from upstate New York.
Okay.
He called me one night, and he was basically talking about he was being oppressed by a spirit, it felt like, and I wasn't sure if it was, you know, pulling my leg or really, you know, it was a pretty amazing story. He basically said that he heard noises. He felt like the spirit was breathing on his neck, and
I've had several experiences like that with people.
Yeah, and I'm not I'd like to be honest and say I'm not a particularly strong Christian, and I was just hoping I could get your advice. I'm a brand new listener, you know. I called in, you know, by God's providence, but I was hoping maybe I can get your advice on what to do about this.
A spirit is. How does this spirit appear to you?
Well, it doesn't appear to me. He said that it was oppressing him, and.
Oh, you're talking about somebody else.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I would tell this person, here's what I would tell them now. This is a spirit. If anything causes fear, if it's odd, if it's happening to you at strange times, there are many ways to determine when a spirit is trying to come against you. If you're not saved, you don't really have a defense. Not a complete defense. Some defense, but not a complete defense. But any person who is being in any way bothered by a spirit, the first thing they know to do, they need to do, is they need to surrender their life to Christ. Jesus is the only answer. Jesus is the only answer. So they need to turn their life to Christ and trust Him only. Jesus breaks every power of Satan. There's not one power of hell that can resist the power of Jesus' name. There's not one problem out there of anybody listening to me that cannot be defeated in the name of Jesus. But you have got to give your life to Christ. Somebody else can't do it for you. Now, there have been a few times, and I may give a little exception here. If a person came to me and they're honest, and they're really looking forward to becoming a Christian, they're not quite sure yet, and they just need a miracle. I've seen some miracles like that. I've seen some wonderful miracles. I've seen a number of couples have children because they were completely barren. They've been to doctors. They've done everything they knew to do, but nothing changed. And then they came and said, I want you to pray for God to open my wife's womb. And I prayed a number of times and seen the womb open immediately. I remember a couple at Bladenburg, North Carolina, at the Pentecost, the Emmanuel Holiness Camp meeting. I preached that a couple of years, and a couple came up to me. We are barren. The doctor says none of us in my family can have children. There was three brothers. Would you pray for God to give us children? I laid hands on them. Immediately the Holy Spirit spoke and said, you will be a pregnant mother and you will have children. And so they've had two sons. He's the pastor now. The other two boys have never had children because they've never been to anybody for prayer. God answers prayer, friend. God answers prayer. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, I got a little short testimony. In 1999, January 1st, 9:45 a.m., God delivered me from drugs, alcohol, mainly drugs, and I was born again. And I served the Lord for 15 years with all my heart and soul. And then I got caught up and fell back into the old lifestyle and got depressed. And a friend that I know had went to a psychiatrist and was taking nerve pills and offered me, you know, they knew that I was having problems. And I had prayed and prayed and just didn't wait on the Lord like I was supposed to do. I was supposed to wait on the Lord. Instead, I started taking these nerve pills, and I'll give you the name of them. It's called Xanax. And it's a mind, he was talking about mind altering.
It altered your consciousness.
This will alter your consciousness. It will alter your mind. It is stronger than a Valium. I know you've heard of Valium. I started to give them out in the 60s.
And how many years did you spend in that condition?
What, taking the Xanax?
Yeah, while you was in sin, back away from God.
A little over 10 years. Let me tell you what happened. When I went, I decided I'm going to go to the psychiatrist and get them on my own. And I went to the psychiatrist. He gladly gave me the prescription of the same pills. And I went to the pharmacist, and I got them, and I started taking them, and the Spirit of God spoke to me and said I had provoked him. And that scared me. Everything was going to scare me enough, because I kept on taking them, and the Spirit of God left me. And I know people don't believe that can happen, but why did David say?
Well, see, I know you, brother, and I know it happened.
Why did David say, take not the Holy Spirit? In First Corinthians chapter 6 says we were the temple of God, and we cannot dwell in the same temple with idols. And that's what I did when I was a psychiatrist.
You have to finish because I've got about a minute to go off the air.
Anyway, the Xanax, nerve pills, all these things, I'm trying to say. And I got delivered, and I'm back with God.
And now you're totally delivered and on fire for Jesus.
All right, yes.
God bless you. Got to go. I love you. That was a great testimony. I know that man. He has been marvelously delivered. I did not know it was drugs that brought him down. That's the first time I heard that. Drugs given to him by a friend, destroyed his faith, left him in sin 10 years. What if Jesus were to come? He would have went to hell. Isn't that terrible? Listen, God is a good God. Now you understand, you got to have this article. Everybody out there, you have got to have this article. So let these ladies hear your call one after the other until I'm gone here, okay? I'm going to give you these numbers. I'm going to leave them right there for you, and I want you to hear them. I want you to know that Jesus is a mighty Christ. He is a loving Christ, and he cares about you, friend. He cares about you. You are important to him. Want to see you in church tomorrow? I got to have your help. Our school is growing. I want your kids in our school. I want your kids in Paul Creek Christian Academy. I want you to be my partner. I love you. I love you. You understand? I love you. I love you. Praise the Lord and bless his sweet and holy name. Praise the Lord.
I've got that old time religion in me.
my heart away down inside. I've got a new kind of feeling in my heart to joys abide. Nobody knows what it means to me. Nobody knows but my Lord and me.
I've got that old time
religion in my heart, way down inside.